Hey y'all, let's talk. Today I wanted to help those of you out there who may be in need of working through some interpersonal or internal conflict. So I like this technique called the empty chair. This technique kind of helps you to see a situation from a different perspective. I think it also helps you to gain insight into your own feelings and into your own behavior. So I know you're probably thinking, what the hell is an empty chair technique? Well, here's what you would do, right? Those of you who are experiencing any kind of conflict, whether that's conflict with yourself, conflict with someone that's close to you, someone who has done something to you, someone who is not here with us anymore, just try this out. What you would do is you would face an empty chair. For me, I wouldn't care if you were sitting or standing. I think the actual technique, you would be sitting. For me, doesn't matter what you're doing, whatever you feel comfortable with. For me, I would probably be standing because I have to pace. I have anxiety, so I would probably be pacing. But however, I want to get it out. And I need to talk to this empty chair. So you will face the empty chair. And in the chair that you're facing, picture the person that you're experiencing conflict with. Again, it could be any of those things I mentioned before. Or it can even be yourself. Or your younger self. Talk to the chair. Talk about your feelings. Talk about your thoughts. And your understanding of what happened, or your understanding of the situation. And after you've done all of that, you take on the role as the other person, and you would respond to what you just told that person. But keep in mind that the chair represents a part of you or your internal conflict. So you're getting all of this stuff out in with the person or whatever your conflict is. You experience different aspects of yourself and you gain insight into your struggle. Now, I know some of you may be thinking about how crazy this sounds. I know. And you're probably also wondering, how would this possibly help me? Well, doing the empty chair technique or doing this helps bring you to the here and now. Especially with your conflict and your experience, it brings you to the here and now. As you are verbalizing what's going on, the abstract becomes more concrete. And taking on the other person's role, it helps you to gain insight into your own perspective, but also theirs as well. Now, this will usually be done with a therapist. Therapists use this technique all the time. And I'm currently in school so that I can be licensed as a therapist. I have worked as a student in training, being a clinical therapist. I will currently be working as a mental health counselor. But I know that this is something that they use. It has provided compelling communication since it's been used since like 1940. But sometimes having an actual conversation seems impossible, unbearable, or scary. Sometimes we're like, well, this person isn't here. There's so much I needed to say or wanted to say, or I can never talk to this person, or I can never face this person, or I need to speak with my younger self, or this happened to me when I was younger and it was since then that I started feeling like this. So sometimes we need to get those things out. We need to unpack the book bag, right? You keep filling that book bag up with books, eventually it's going to bust. So I find this as a way for you to get things out, gain insight and perspective. I don't know. Just try it and see. Of course, it's not going to work for everybody. Of course, there's going to be some people that think it's dumb. Of course, it's going to be people that doubt it. However, you have to get it out. You have to have those conversations. And sometimes hearing what you're saying, sometimes you say things that you didn't even know you were feeling. You didn't even know you were thinking it. Because what our brain does, it protects us. And it pushes things to the back of our minds, into our subconscious. And that's a defense mechanism, right? So sometimes we say things or we do things that we're unconsciously aware of. triggers, right? Triggers affect us because it triggers a memory that we suppressed for so long because our brain tries to protect us. So sometimes just getting this out. Sorry, I was interrupted by a phone call, but as I was saying, sometimes just getting it out is therapy in itself, and a way for us to figure out some patterns, some ways of thinking, some feelings, some behaviors, a way to forgive, or if you can forgive, or how you can forgive, or it just, or what you need to do, or it just, I think, brings a lot to the forefront of our minds. I don't know. Again, just try it and see. And as always, you can hit me up on Instagram at I am Latrice, Latrice, Rainer, Rainer. You can DM me, even if it's just to talk. You never have to go through anything alone. Not as long as I'm here. I don't always know the right thing to say. I don't always know the right thing to do, but I do know that I'll listen, I'll be there as much as I can be, and I do know that you can get through anything, and I mean anything, and I'll walk with you through that journey.